Hi, welcome to a look back at some of the great events that have been taking place in Edinburgh this August. Food had a big thing to play with Dickens for Dinner and also lunchtime shows like GIF and Comfort Food Cabaret, taking a real great leap into bringing us some of the most memorable things to take away. One of the things that the Fringe gives us is a chance to see the shows from all across the world without going too far. And the Made in Adelaide Festival within the Fringe that took place across all of the different venues was a fabulous way to see Australian talent. And of course, Adelaide has the second biggest Fringe in the world. And this festival city, very good at giving festival experiences, has brought really a great cross-section of the work that you could see there to the Fringe. And some of the shows that really stood out are, there's that daring Australian girl, Hands Like a German, Kaput, and Good Man Has Gone Bad. Some amazing funny stories. And I'll never forget the real sugar storm and intimate connection between food and music that Comfort Food Cabaret gave by Michelle Pearson at the Newtown Cookery School, a cabaret kitchen, a real indulgent cooking and remarkable sound from a very talented lady there. Also, a real word of mouth hit was Scientology the musical. Every time I went to see an improv show, the person next to me would say something like, of their recommendations, you have to go and see Scientology the musical. Just something really different about it. It starts with the question, you wouldn't become a Scientologist, would you? And of course, there are very famous people linked with the religion itself. Presented by George Glass Productions, this was at the Gilded Balloon Rose Theatre. And it's lovely to see the Gilded Balloon also expand out there from its original home there. Other things from Adelaide. Werewolves. The village of Miller's Hollow is haunted by werewolves. Night falls and the innocent villagers are murdered in their sleep. Quite dark. Presented by Nick Phillips. And that was at the original Gilded Balloon TV at Wee Room. One of the good things about Adelaide Festival is it really puts a spotlight onto producers. And this, I think, is a real trend for theatre now, producing a scene as a career, an essential career, that really joins up the dots for all creative people concerned. And the creativity behind being a producer is something that's giving a lot of support now, particularly by Adelaide and other fringes too. Cabaret was a big theme too throughout the Adelaide Festival at Edinburgh Fringe. And so it's quite typical that if you're going to head to Adelaide, a city full of great festivals all year round, they also have a specific cabaret festival that's in June at the Adelaide Festival Centre. They have WOMAD Adelaide, so if you like world music and WOMAD, the world's festival, that's at the Botanic Park, 8th to the 11th of March. Dance Festival in July. And so Film Festival too. So it's almost like Edinburgh, only with the sunshine. And I have to say, I've just checked, you can get a return ticket for £700 at the moment to Adelaide, just stopping down in Dubai for a few hours. So, you know, it's not as far away as it really truly seems. But I did enjoy Comfort Food Cabaret as part of the Adelaide Festival. One of the shows that is touring extensively from the Fringe, which I guess is every show's dream, is New Perspectives, The Fisherman, adaptation of a novel. And I saw this at George Square venue. It's coming to the North Wall in Oxford, which is a great art centre that used to be a swimming pool, but now being used for very different reasons. And this was a two-hander, a story of two brothers who told the story of their wider family in Nigeria through tumultuous change and a crime being taken place and one person paying and the other person kind of getting away with it, but not really, which was the whole point of it, living with that guilt and wondering how you can repay that. And throughout this, the whole family's story was also told. Now, depending on the shape and size of the venues, New Perspectives perform at, the set expands out or changes a little. So having seen it wonderfully done at George Square, I know that for other venues like the North Wall, it's going to be slightly different, and that's marvellous because it gives me a chance to see this East Midlands based touring theatre company again. And so I'm passing that point on, that if you do have some of the Edinburgh Fringe shows touring that you've enjoyed, it's always worth going to see them again because they will be slightly different. And so the artistic director of New Perspectives, Jack McNamara, comments on how this dark story of the family has been an exciting story to bring to the stage and to connect to the audiences, and this really came across in how the novel has found a play with its own voice. And so the language of the protagonist from the novel is brought out with a lot of light and shade, and it really is a fascinated story, just looking at the idea that siblings hold traces of their wider family within them, and that just an encounter between two brothers can become a confrontation with one's parents or other siblings. So the glimpses of the novel in the play are strong, a strong international literary piece of work. And so I think it's amazing that they've brought this novel into a stage play. So that's New Perspectives, and that possibly touring near you. So whatever you're up to celebrate August, a great August, whichever fringe you've enjoyed, if it's Camden Fringe or one nearer you, or been up to Edinburgh, or a film festival. There's so many amazing festivals, and you can always start one online if you wanted to. These days, everything is possible. If you've enjoyed these podcasts throughout August, do click subscribe, leave me a comment, and I look forward to bringing more inspiration towards you. But definitely I'm drawing from The Fisherman, that if you see a piece of work that really inspires you, like a novel or a piece of art or a dance, then perhaps it's about taking a photograph of it, sketching it, or just blogging about it, finding a way of adapting it to connect it to a wider audience, and then your creativity is held in that too. It's all within us. Have a brilliant bank holiday, and talk again soon.